You are listening to music from across the decades here on White Horse Radio.
Late, great Al Jarreau and morning. Well, a very good morning. Welcome along to a brand new programme here on White Horse Radio. It's mid-morning with me, Chris Hughes. I've got a great hour lined up for you.
Since the day you set me free, your ghost's still haunting me. I can't escape you. I swear you're always there.
ABC and 10 Below Zero, of course, from the Lexicon of Love 2 album. It's brilliant how this album came about. Martin Fry and the boys were doing something with the London Symphony Orchestra, and they thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to revisit our Lexicon of Love album released back in 1983? And have all of this classical music. And that is how this album came about. Well, welcome along. Mid-Morning is a new magazine programme. I'm here once a week. We've got five other superb presenters coming along each weekday morning. And some of us have got some specialities. Now, I've always had an ambition to learn to cook. Well, I found a lady who is crazy enough to teach me how to do all of this stuff. Well, I'm going to let Kaylee introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Daish, and I'm coming on the midweek show to teach this man how to cook.
What are your chances of success?
Zero.
Oh, come on. So what's your strategy going to be? How are you going to sort of help me out?
Oh, well, I won't be shouting at you. I'll just gingerly coax you along in the right direction. And so, if you don't get it, you don't get it. Yeah.
Brilliant. So we'll actually get in the kitchen, get our hands dirty, cause havoc. You're doing the washing up, by the way.
No. You cause the mess, you clean it up.
Oh, dear. This is going to be hard. How do you think we should start this journey?
Beef burgers. Good old British beef burgers. Right. So we're going to need 540 grams of minced beef. 25 grams of chopped coriander, fresh coriander, one chopped onion, one tablespoon of Dijon mustard, one egg yolk, and salt and pepper.
Okay, so once you've got that lot, what are you going to do?
Right, so we're going to heat up a small pan over a medium heat. We're going to add a little bit of oil to the pan and add the chopped onion, and we're going to cook that until soft and lightly brown. We don't want to overcook it. And we're going to drain the excess oil off and set it aside to cool. Right, so after we've done that, we are going to add the minced beef, the chopped coriander, cooled onion, egg yolk, olive oil and Dijon mustard, salt and pepper into a large bowl, and we're going to combine all of that and mix it really well so it's all the ingredients are well incorporated.
You don't use the egg white?
No, we're just going to use the egg yolk to combine the burgers together. If you don't want to use egg yolk, or you want to use the whole egg, I would suggest as well putting some breadcrumbs in, just to, so you can keep it as a burger and not have it all disintegrate when you cook it.
Good tip.
Right, so when we've done all of that, we're going to take a small handful out and we're going to make it into a burger shape. You can add more mixture to it to make it a bigger burger, less for smaller burgers, depending on what you are doing with the burgers.
Now, what's the best technique for doing this? Because I've got to say, I do struggle, and I've tried all different sort of ways. what technique do you use?
Well, the technique I use, I get obviously a small handful, which is probably about the size of my palm. I roll it as if I'm going to roll it into a meatball, and then I just squash it down with the two palms of my hand. Or if you don't want to do that and you want a really flat surface, you can put it down on the surface and just squash it with the top of your hand, and then you'll have your burger patty.
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you need to chill the mixture before you start shaping it?
You can do, but I personally get it into its shape and put it into the fridge for about 15 minutes or so, just so everything relaxes and all the flavours start mingling with one another. Then we're going to heat the grill or barbecue, whichever you fancy doing. Obviously, you're going to have your barbecue well and truly heated at this point. You don't want to start doing it now. So whichever you're using, I would suggest heating that up, getting it all ready, and then cooking the burger for about 15 minutes and turning it. So you can see when it's cooking, you'll see obviously the meat turning brown, then flip it and you'll get obviously a nice charred topping, and then you'll obviously see it cook. And if you're not too sure if it's cooked in the middle, I cut it, instead of cutting the burger completely in half and having two half burgers, I slice the top to about halfway down and then gently like prise it open and see if there's any pink in. And if there is, carry on cooking. If not, burger's done.
I love your hand actions.
Well, yes, I'm very a hand-talking person. And with that, your burger is done. And then if you want, you can add cheese, lettuce, make it your own burger, I would say.
Okay, so you could use a relish, couldn't you?
Yes.
And I think you've got a recipe for a relish to add to this today, haven't you?
Oh, I have indeed. Right, so for this burger relish I've chosen, I am going to need one chopped onion, one chopped bell pepper, any colour, doesn't matter, or you can use all three if you really fancy. A medium chopped tomato, half a de-seeded cucumber, and salt and pepper.
So you've got to de-seed the cucumber. That must be really tedious.
It is tedious, but if you want, you don't really want a wet, soppy mixture. You kind of want it wet, but you want to stay as like in your burger. You don't want it pouring out the sides like ketchup does. So we're going to chop all the ingredients up. It doesn't need to be neat because we're going to bung it all in a food processor. We're going to pulse the food processor so it's chunky. You don't want it a smooth puree. then you're going to add...
When you say pulse, so it's on and off, on and off, as opposed to a continual sort of blast.
Yeah, so you're going to do on and off until it's the consistency you want. I quite like it a bit chunky myself. Then you're going to add in the salt and pepper to taste, and then you're going to throw it in the fridge until you're ready to serve it. If you want to make it a bit spicy, because you don't want plain or boring burgers, you can add hot sauce, you can add chilies to it. If you don't want it too hot, I would suggest take the seeds out the chili. But if you want it to blow people's heads off, leave obviously the seeds in.
His finger and waving at a lamp. telling me I have to go home. Telling me I have to go home again. Don't wanna go home. I don't wanna go home no more. I don't wanna go home. I don't wanna go home no more. Just when I get to thinking that I've shaken and free. When I get to thinking that he's gone from me, he seemed to have a hold upon my soul. Here he come again, that man in the mask, telling me I have to go home. Telling me I have to go home again. I don't.
Always brilliant. Remember him in Alvida Zayn Pett, of course, Jimmy Nail, and Don't Wanna Go Home. Had another couple of hits. They do not come to mind at the moment. Well, welcome along. It is mid-morning here on Wiltshire's White Horse Radio. This is the programme that's all about you across the county. Great track now from Earth, Wind and Fire.
Do you remember? We'll be right back.
Hello, Chris Hughes here with your invitation to join me this and every Thursday from 9 as I open the door on the White Horse Radio Jazz Lounge for an hour's worth of smooth contemporary jazz every Thursday from 9. The Jazz Lounge, the official home of smooth jazz here on White Horse Radio.
Classic, progressive, glam, metal, grunge, alternative.
Call it what you want. We just call it rock. Where can you find the best rock and roll on the planet? Well, Solo Rock with Victoria D, that's where. And you can find it every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on White Horse Radio.
Wiltshire.
You'll get hooked, you'll get drugged. She'll be your essence, she'll be your blood. And you'll want her more and more, but you'll never get enough. And that's the first rule of love. She'll smell so sweetly in the morning. She'll feel so good inside. And you want her so much, you'll give everything else up. And that's the first rule of love.
Love Delamitri and the first rule of love. Well, I've been married 30 years and I've never quite worked that one out. Now, what I love about our wonderful county is the amazing people that you stumble across. I was in Asda just the other day and bumped into a chap who was loading loads of ice onto the conveyor belt, and I assumed he had a party going. I said, "Hello, mate, you got a party going?" He said, "No, mate." He said, "My ice machine has packed up." Well, it turned out to be a chap by the name of Steve Hackett, and Steve had rescued his very own pub, The Barge, at Scene. And I said, "I've got to come and have a chat with you." So I did the other day, and I started by asking Steve how long he's been there.
Well, 12 weeks now, actually.
12 weeks. Yeah. And you'd never had any experience
None
before?
No, never pulled a pint.
Steve, good morning. Thanks ever so much for letting me come in.
You're welcome. Welcome to the brewery.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's a great location out in the middle of Scene Cleeve here and everything. How did it all come about? Was it a moment of madness?
I think it might have been. Nice madness, though. It's a great little pub, an old-style pub, and I love this pub. I've been coming here for years, and it got into trouble and was going to close. And it was just fortunate that I had the wherewithal at the time to step in and keep it open. And that's what I did after many sleepless nights. And here we are, and all is well. I'm glad to say, thanks to the great people of Scene, in all honesty.
Is it harder than you anticipated?
It's different.
Yeah.
It's there's more involved. It's more involved than I would have imagined. But I'm coming to terms with it now, and I've got great staff, and things are going fine.
Brilliant.
And
brilliant.
I love it.
So a little bit about the man then. You're a boat builder by trade, and I think the locals know you as Bargy, don't they?
I'm Bargy Steve, yeah. I've built canal boats for many years. I was a professional musician for many years when I was younger, a drummer.
Thought as much. I copped some of the drum kit out there.
That's right, yeah. Not so much, too old now. It was another life. And that's it. I've been a boat builder, and now I've got a pub by the canal, and it's perfect.
So you've also got your son involved. I believe your son's a chef, isn't he?
Yeah, my son was living in Asia, working in Asia as a chef, and he's come home to help his old man run the pub, and he's doing a fantastic job. He's wildly exceeded my expectations. He's just great. Perfect.
What are the plans for the future? So you're in here now, you're 12 weeks in. Where do you want to take it to?
I just as it is, it's fine as it is. I'm not going to change things too much. I might clean the carpets.
Bless.
No, but really, it's fine as it is. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the way I see it.
And you know what? Looking around, there's no telly or anything like this.
No TV, no fruit machines. If you come to this pub, you know, you'll always find someone to talk to. Somebody will always talk to you. And I'm sure, you know, the saying is here, you enter as friends, strangers rather, and leave as friends. And that pretty much sums it up here.
So I'm just having a look along the bar now, sort of see if I can recognise some of the beers and ciders. And I certainly recognise all of the usuals, the Thatchers and the Carlings. Do you have guest beers at all?
We do, but we're a big cider pub. A lot of cider drinkers around here, so that's the part we had to get right. We've got the traditional dry, gold, cloudy apple, a couple of lagers, and the beers, that's more my thing, because I'm a beer drinker, so I have things like Timothy Taylor Landlord, Exmoor Gold, Otter Amber. I dropped the Doom Bar, which has been on here for so long.
Oh, you got rid of it, have you?
Yeah, but it's coming back.
Yeah.
It's coming back. Yeah, so we're hunting out some nice beers.
That's great. I mean, that's always nice, isn't it, really, to come and find a new beer that you've never tasted.
Yeah, yeah. And it keeps really well, because, you know, we have a proper underground cellar.
It's beautiful. And looking at me with this cultivated beer gut, you know, I sort of appreciate a nice beer. Now, you alluded to the fact that you were a musician. Does that mean we're going to see live music here?
Now and again, not too much. It's not the place for it, really. Maybe in the summer. I'd like to have a music day in the summer, because they used to have a cider festival here every year. But I think a music day might be a bit more appropriate when I can get round to organising it.
And you've got quite a nice garden out there, I see, sort of terrace and what have you, so plenty of places to go in the summer as well.
Yeah, at the front, and we've got a nice enclosed garden at the back there, fully enclosed, with kiddies climbing stuff and that, yeah.
So what about food? When do you serve food?
Every day. At the moment, we're closed Monday lunch, but open evenings. And from 6 o'clock, Michael's here all the time. If he can accommodate anyone, he will. You know, even Sunday evenings, we've been doing food. So,
brilliant.
That's why we're here.
Brilliant. Well, Steve, you know, it's a chance meeting. All the very best to you. Good luck to you. Thanks ever so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
We've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel a pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I'm a walking in the rain.
Tell you what, I'm going to dedicate that track to my wife Kim. She is a massive of Pink fan. I'm a massive Level 42 fan. Lucky enough to go and see them in Chippenham at Gold Diggers. Remember that place? Here's their track, Leaving Me Now, on White Horse Radio.
It seems true love is so rare. Seems all I've known is to see. Your laughter fills the air. Once more I'm sensing.
Here in tears on this Thursday morning. No, only kidding. Now, me, like many people, including Gary Pearce, love a coffee. One of my favourite places is Times Square in Devizes. And I popped along the other day to find out more about them.
I've come along to Times Square this morning to meet one of its founders and owners, Kim Felton Morley. I've been coming in here regularly over the last 6 months or so while presenting the Sunday lunchtime show, and I'd always pop in for a pre-programmed coffee. As soon as I walk in through the door, I'm struck by Times Square's originality and its contemporary feel, something that is certainly missing from many of the chains today. There's an attack on your senses. The warm air, heavy with the smell of coffee and all things nice. And one of the most amazing things that I've seen in a long time is their twist on a hot chocolate. Kim, tell me about these amazing hot chocolates.
Well, they're pretty special. Basically, they're made of real chocolate shavings. So we have a plain chocolate, we have a milk chocolate and a white chocolate. And then we do various flavours that we like to add to them as well, as in honeycomb, salted caramel, even Bailey's or coffee. But we have our chocolate shavings put in a separate glass, and then we heat up a jug of hot milk. So you can mix it yourself, and then you have a nice homemade marshmallow and cake to accompany it.
How many calories in one of these?
I wouldn't like to know. I really, really wouldn't like to know. They're pure indulgence.
Where did the idea come from?
It's where we go out and about, and then we have a look and think, oh, I like that idea, and then we tweak it. And yeah, Alice came up with it, and then we sort of tweeted it, and yeah, people love it when they come out. Their face all lights up, and everyone says, oh, I wish I had ordered that. Yeah, it's amazing. It's been such a hit.
Oh, brilliant. Come on, we've got to go for it.
You got to go for it?
Yeah.
Right then, so you've got your marshmallow and your flake. What flavoured chocolate would you like?
I'll go for milk, please.
You go milk chocolate. So, basically, our milk chocolate shavings go in our chocolate glass.
Oh, wow. So, about half full now, that big glass of just milk shavings.
Extra special bit for you.
Oh.
And then, I always heat the jug up first, because we don't want anything getting cold. And you know you've got to drink this now, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be hard.
Basically heat up the milk and
you see,
got it nice and frothy.
So what does that do? Does that actually force steam through the milk?
Yeah, and then it just circulates it up, and as it boils, it boils the froth, so we get a nice foamy texture to it.
Fascinating. I've seen it done loads and loads of times, so it's literally just steam being forced through.
Yep, literally just steam. I'll show you that.
See? Oh, wow.
That's all it is. And then, basically, fill our jug up, and voila.
Hot milk straight into
milk,
the...
pour it on top.
Oh, look at that.
Melting the chocolate away. Like I say, we do lots of flavours that go in it.
So what are the other flavours? Remind me again.
We have Nutella, big popular one, salted caramel, that's very good as well. We have mint, orange, honeycomb, and we also do a shot of coffee, espresso with it for a mocha. Gingerbread, cookies and cream, and then for the adults, we do...
Thought we might get there.
Baileys and Kahlua.
Right, moment of truth, here we go. Oh, I tell you what.
Lovely.
Oh, that is sugar rush, isn't it?
Lush,
isn't it? That's amazing. Oh, beautiful on a cold day, I would imagine.
Absolutely lovely.
Okay, so we've talked about the hot chocolate. So what sort of coffees do you do here?
Coffees, right. We range from your normal Americano. We go flat white, cappuccino, latte. We do piccolo lattes, long macchiatos. We do a Vienna, which is an espresso with cream. We do affogatos, which is an espresso on top of ice cream. Chai lattes, our hot chocolates, and then we do a really nice iced coffee and iced chocolate.
Now, what is an iced coffee? Is it literally cold?
It is, but ours is different. Most people just do ice with shot coffee and water. We do the coffee, we do a lump of ice cream, we fill it up with milk, top it off with cream, and a few coffee beans.
I think I'll be coming here again, actually.
Nice. Yeah,
so
that's a popular one.
You're licensed as well, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We can serve every day from 12, but we stay open on a Friday evening. We have live music every Friday evening, and we do cocktails, 2 for 10 on cocktails, and we have beer, ciders, wine, Prosecco.
So, a venue for a good night out.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this. I love the feel of this whole place, the whole vibe that's going on here is lovely. Where did the idea come from?
Just the three of us getting together, and I think Alice had gone to America. She went to New York and came up with the Times Square name. We like the Times Square name.
It's a great name, love it.
Yeah, well, we thought instead of the marketplace type name, it's a square, it's a Times, it's a place to be, it's good times. So we just came up from there, and then we have a very good friend called Michael Angove. He designed it all for us, and it's just gone from there. And we thought the food we love, we put it on the menu, see if other people do. And it's going down really well.
Listen, thanks ever so much for your time this morning, but it's always a pleasure to come in. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Ah, I do love Will Downing. There's his track, In My Dreams, released from his debut album, 1986. And I think he's produced something like 21 studio albums since then. Listen, thank you so much for your company this morning. If you'd like to find out more about White Horse Radio, pop along to our website, whitehorseradio.co.uk. Emma is up tomorrow. She's our farming guru. We're talking about tractor racing and sticking hands where you would not want to go. Till next week, good night now.
Isolation keeps a man on his toes, and I feel this thing coming. I feel it more than she knows. Got a mind. The world's got its grasp on me, but for a moment I'ma leave it all behind. I wanna get lost in your eyes. I wanna get lost in your eyes. I wanna get
White Horse Radio News, in association with AJH Procurement, award-winning buying specialist for the construction industry.